we started the first Kulaman restaurant in Melbourne. I know there is one or two in Sydney, and I've heard there was one in, I think, Perth. Definitely the first one in Melbourne. When I came to Australia, as soon as I finished high school, I wasn't sure what to get into. And my family has a bit of a hospitality background from Colombia. So we decided to I started working as a chef, and then I did my apprenticeship. I started a little Mexican restaurant up in Lilydale, and I figured, well, you know, there's never been any Colombian food in Australia, and I always thought the actual Colombian community was growing quite rapidly due to the amazing amount of students are arriving on a weekly and monthly basis. And I thought, there's even just a market for that itself, so, you know, let's do it. And it's actually turned out that most of my clientele has become non-Colombian. I mean, people do come in eventually, but you know, I guess that's one of the main reasons. There was, you know, the market was open for the Colombian cuisine, and the whole Latin American vibe is pretty alive in Melbourne at the moment.
I know you won't knock Mexican food, but was that a little lowbrow in comparison to Colombian food?
Yeah, well, you know, I was doing something that it wasn't me, to be honest. And in fact, with the Mexican cuisine, I incorporated a lot of Latin American dishes into it, just to know, be another Mexican restaurant in Melbourne. So I did some asado, which is a traditional, like, char-grilled steaks. We actually made a paella dish, you know, bits and pieces to get away from the Mexican bit, and then that really encouraged me to completely get out of it. And
to go all out with Colombian.
Right.
Well, let's just set the record straight. What is Colombian food? How does it differ from other Latin American?
Well, look, in terms of ingredients, we do use a few ingredients that are not very common to, first, the Australian culture, and even a lot of Latin American countries don't use some of these ingredients. One of them being the plantain bananas, which we are very lucky to find them growing here in Australia now, which is fantastic. We used to get them imported from Philippines and other sort of tropical climate countries. And we also get cassava. Cassava is a root vegetable. It's pretty much the root of a plant. And once you boil it, it turns into a potato, kind of starchy veggie. Apart from those different ingredients, we use a lot of beans, we use a lot of rice. We don't use a lot of cheese as Mexican food perhaps does. We don't use a lot of chili. We actually serve chili on the side rather than all over the meal. Corn products galore. I mean, we use a lot of corn as well. Being, you know, corn is just a traditional Latin American all-round thing that they use.
Foundation of the Aztec Empire.
Exactly. So it's a big part of our, you know, food.
You seem to use beans in many different ways.
We actually use a type of bean. It's a very large red bean, and we get them imported from Latin America, actually. The beans that you find in Australia are usually a little bit smaller, but these are nice and big, and they release a lot of starch, so they're nice and they're a lot better to cook with.
You think Colombia, you think coffee. What sort of coffee and what sort of, I suppose, Colombianization of coffee do you bring to Melbourne?
Okay, you know, coming from Colombia, like you said, we're very big in coffee. And we use a coffee from a company called Jasper, and they use fair trade. Now, we don't just want to serve good coffee, but we also want to try and give some back to the coffee growers in Colombia. And this through this program, you actually, a percentage of the profit goes back into the growers. So we're using this fair trade coffee, and it's an excellent bean. It's called Colombian Excelsior, and it's just, apart from being a little bit more expensive than what you normally pay from another company, you get much better quality. And you know, the growers really make an effort to get the best beans out there for these particular companies that are doing fair trade. So we're getting extremely good coffee here. We're getting fantastic coffee. You know, and we sell it pretty much at the same price as everybody else.
Is there that need for people to think about giving money back to Colombia and to growers and, you know, their home nations?
Look, you know, if there's opportunity to help, well, hey, why the hell not? It's like, if I was, you know, I consider myself pretty much just as Australian as Colombian at this stage of my life. I spent almost a little bit more of my lifetime here in this country, and if, you know, if, for example, I was to move back into Colombia and there's some companies selling some Australian product to support, you know, Australian industries, I'll be so delighted to help out. I know a lot of workers in Colombia that coffee growers, and bloody hell, they work hard. They work very hard, and a lot of times the prices of coffee or the money that they get for the produce is just very minimum, and you know, it's, I think they're getting ripped off by certain companies, and I thought if there's an opportunity to help them out, why not?